奉主耶稣基督圣名正道。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I testify for the truth of God.
感谢主耶稣，欢迎诸位朋友今天晚上能够在这里跟我们一起敬拜神。
I'd like to praise and thank God that we can have brothers and sisters and visitors and friends here to worship God.
请问后面听得到我的声音吗？
Everyone can hear the minister fine, right?
昨天晚上我们分享到，我们借着主耶稣基督，可以从有限的今生进入无限的来生。
Yesterday evening, we have shared with you the subject in which we can use our temporary present life to obtain the everlasting eternal life.
今天晚上我们把范围缩小，我们来谈谈今生的长与变。
And so now we'd like to confine our boundary a little bit and just to talk about the change and the influx of our life.
我们会谈到人生多变。
And we're all saying that in a person's life, everything is changes.
如何在这个变化的人生当中找到不变的神与道呢？
How can we find a constant in life?
那如何在在以万变的人生呢，以不变来应万变呢？
And how do we not yield to the ever-changing environment?
我们先来看圣经耶伯记。
Let us refer to the scriptures, the book of Job.
耶伯记十四章。
The book of Job, chapter 14.
耶伯记十四章十八节。
Job chapter 14, verse 18.
旧约六百三十七页。
Job chapter 14 verse 18。
六百三十七页。
Job chapter 14 verse 18。
山崩变为无有，磐石挪开岩处，十九节。
Verse 19。
水流消磨石头，所流溢的洗去地上的尘土，你也照样灭绝人的指望。真提到呢，山会变为无有。
Here it says, but as a mountain erodes and crumbles,
磐石可以离开岩处。
And as a rock is moved from its place.
谈到人生的景物呢，常常在变化。
Here it describes the ever-changing of even our physical environment.
几年前，台湾有一个九二一的大地震。
A few years ago, there was a great earthquake on September 21st in Taiwan.
小弟回台湾的时候呢，我岳父带我去看一个操场，那个操场一边高一边低实在是非常恐怖。
And when I returned to Taiwan, my father-in-law brought me to this field, and the field was one side high and the other side low. It was very scary.
岳父说，有的地方呢，高山变平地呢，平原突然起了山地。
And he also said that in many places, where there used to be hills, now are flat lands.And where it used to be flat lands are now hills.
我们在这边的911，我们看到两栋很坚固的大楼也倒塌了。
And on September 11th of last year, the Twin Towers also collapsed.
我记得上一次我去那边参观的时候，是我们这边开 NCC 的时候。
I remember the last time I was at the Twin Towers, it was during the NCC meeting here in Elizabeth.
我最喜欢那里有三件事情了哈。
And I like that place for three reasons.
第一个就是你可以躺在那个两栋大楼的下面有石椅啊，躺在椅子上面看两栋大楼，哇，实在是太伟大的建筑了，高耸入云霄。
And you can lie at the square, in between the two towers, and you can enjoy the magnificent view, of these two structures.
你坐那个电梯也觉得那个电梯的速度特别快。
And when you're in these elevators, you'll be marvel at the speed of its escalation.
可以看到纽约市的全景，真是很漂亮。
And you're able to get a bird's eye view of the city, which is very beautiful.
如今这个景物也不见了。
But this man-made structure no longer exists.
圣经上跟我们讲说呢，在未来这个世界都要被火消灭。
And Bible further tells us that in the future, everything of material will be destroyed by fire.
小弟有时候想说，世贸大楼只是世界末日一个缩影。
And sometimes I thought this to myself that the Twin Towers were merely a contraction or a picture of what is to come.
圣经上说，当人还不晓得的时候呢，神就要来毁灭这个世界了。
Bible tells us that while people do not even know what is going on, the the day of the Lord will arrive.
早期的时候，我们一个信徒看到一个异象。
In the early days, there was a member who saw a vision.
有一张地图。
He saw a map.
在东方出现了一个红点先出来。
And first was a little red dot.
一直的扩散，往世界各个地方去侵略。
And the red dot began to expand and occupy more places.
出现一个白点，也是到处在侵略，在到处在攻占。
And then there's another white dots that also begin to occupy areas.
最后一个道火下来，把这个地图给烧了。
And then there's a great fire that came down and burned the whole map.
那个红点代表着赤色的帝国主义。
And the red dots represents the expansion of the imperialism.
白点代表着我们正耶稣教会的出现。
And the white dots represents the expansion of the truth.
当道理传遍全世界的时候呢，神就要来毁灭这个世界了。
And when the doctrine is being preached to the whole world, then we will see the end of this earth.
景物会继续的变下去啊。
So the society and the environment will continuously change.
我们再看十四章的二十节，耶和记。
Chapter 14, verse 20.
十四章二十节
Chapter 14, verse 20.
你攻击人常常得胜，使他去世，你改变他的容貌，叫他往而不还。真比道说，不但是物在变，景物在变，人也在变。
And not only the physical environment is changing, but our human being physically are also changing.
小弟的女儿今年是三岁。
My daughter is 13 years old.
我发觉到她很喜欢照镜子。
And I begin to discover that she enjoy watching herself in the mirror.
我记得我小时候那个年纪，我很喜欢照镜子。
And then I remember when I was that age, I also like to look at myself.
我都在镜子里面哦，那个练习一下我那个酒窝哈、哦。看怎么笑，我可以笑深一点这样子。
I'd often practice my smile in front of a mirror, so that I look better.
像让自己的很酷，现在的话就是很酷这样子。
Or I would try to do a cool look and to make myself look cool.
现在都不敢看镜子了。
But now I'm afraid of looking myself in the mirror.
人真的会变，连我太太也在变。
Indeed, a human being always changes. My wife also.
我记得我们。那个要下飞机去跟他结婚的时候呢，我太太来机场接我，那时候还没有结婚呢。
And before I was married to my wife, she came to the airport to pick me up.
哇，她穿着一袭绿色的这个洋装，短发俏丽，一副楚楚动人的样子。
And she was wearing a green dress, with a very cute short hair. She looked very beautiful.
女士哈、哦，结婚了十几年之后都开始变化了。
But after 10 some years of marriage, she began to change as well.
女士啊，不是婿啊。
婿，女士是婿。
我不是讲我太太了
啊。Oh, a woman as a whole, after several years of marriage, may begin to change.
如果讲我太太的话呢，下面有姐妹会偷偷回去打电话报告我太太。
So this is not specifically referencing to my wife, but woman in general.
那个最后大家都变得不一样了。
And eventually, everyone will look different.
所以有的人说呢，年轻的时候爱太太是凭感觉。
And so some people said that when you're young, when you're in love with your wife, it's more of a physical or emotional feeling.
中年的时候呢，爱太太是凭意志力啊。
And when you
凭信心呢？
When you reach the middle age and it's you love your wife, it's a function of your determination and your faith.
因为人的外表一直在变。
Because human outward appearance will always change.
不过感谢主，我们信耶稣的人呢，经常讲说呢，我们外体虽然一天一天毁坏呢，但是内心却是一天新是一天呢。
Well, praise and thank God, for Bible tells us that as believers of the Lord, outwardly we may deteriorate, but in our heart.We are renewed day by day.
有一次我们去参加哇，有一些人去参加一个所谓的退休会哦。
There was a church retreat.
那有一个朋友残障，手脚都萎缩的，也来参加。
And there was a person who had was seriously handicapped in both legs and hands, and he also came to attend.
他不喜欢跟人家在一起啦。
And he didn't really.Enjoy being with the crowd.
那个传道就去找他讲话。
So the minister went to talk to him.
第一句话就说， 没有神呢、啊，怎么可能有神？如果有神的话，你看我的身体怎么是这样子的
？And so this handicapped person say that there is no God. For if there is God, how come I'm like this?
啊，传道就心中默祷啊。
And so the minister began to pray.
看着他的眼睛这样说啊。
And then look at him and say.
他是兄弟。
He say, brother.
可这个不是你耶。
But this is not you.
这个身体只是你暂时住的房子而已耶。
Your physical body is just a temporary residence.
哎，你那个人是一个完全的。现在主耶稣问你预备一个完全的国度，我们要到那个地方去的。
But the true you is complete, in which Lord Jesus has already prepared.
那你是没有眼泪、没有衰残、没有玷污的地方啊。
Where there will be no tears, no sorrow, no handicap.
这个弟兄听了很高兴啊。
And so this brother heard this, and he was very happy.
把袖子捡起来，跟传道打乒乓球啊。
And then he rolled up his sleeve and began to play ping pong.
感谢主，人在变，但是我们有一个不变的身体啊。
And praise and thank God that even though everything is changing, but we could be changes not.
时代也在变。
And the generation also changes.
我们请看传道书的第一章。
Let us refer to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章第四节
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4
传道书第一章第四节
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4
旧约795页
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 4
一代过去一代又来地却永远长存我们请看第十一节
Please refer to verse 11
已过的世代无人纪念将来的世代后来的人也不纪念。这边说一代过去，一代又来啊。
And verse 4 said, generation comes and generations go.
地确是还是存在的啦，相对的存在的。
But the earth remains forever, relatively.
小弟在今年有一个机会回到台湾看小弟的祖母。
And earlier this year, I had an opportunity to visit my grandmother in Taiwan.
她生病得蛮严重的。
And she's been ill for a while.
我就觉得，哎呀，我不认识我祖母了耶。
And then I began to realize I couldn't recognize my grandmother.
变得好瘦，好小，皮包骨。
Due to her illness, she was very thin, and she was just a bag of bones.
更惨的是，她根本连我都不记得啦。
And what's even more sad was she couldn't even recognize me.
我这花了十分钟好好的自我介绍，她终于想起来了。
So I have to explain and introduce myself for 10 some minutes, then she finally remembered.
那我妈妈相信哦，请老人家给后代祝福啊，就好像雅各祝福他的儿子一样。
And my mom has this belief that the elders or the older generation can bless the younger generation.
我祖母就开始祝福我，她说你要就是哈，无做有饭当家了，对啦，没有工作呢就有饭可以吃了。
And so my grandmother's blessing for me was, may you, have food to eat without working.
我想说，我当传道好像不用拿锄头呢哦。他们是乡下人，他们是拿锄头的，不用工作就有都，我这种不用拿锄头就有饭可以吃了。
And for their generation, they were farmers. So in comparison to my current job, is indeed I'm getting food.
有时候神的灵很奇妙。后来我太太也回去了。
The Spirit of God works in miraculous ways. And later,
她也是这样祝福我。
Wife,
祝福我太太说，你们家你呢，也是没有工作就有饭可以吃了。
And she also tried to bless my wife, saying that may you also obtain food without working.
可是不是每个亲戚去她都祝福的哦。
But the funny part is, she did not actually bless every relative.
有的人来说，某某人啊，你恰啥不？你恰啥不？然后就嘻嘻的笑这样子，你恰啥不？你是乡里人，然后就嘻嘻的笑。
And there are cases where she actually say, "Oh, you're always very harsh and mean to others."
我在想，这个世代，他的世代已经快要过去了。
And so I picture that her generation is about to be over.
我的世代。有一天也会轮到我这个世代了。
And someday my generation will come.
我想我也可以祝福我的子孙呢。
And perhaps I can also try to bless my next generation.
如果那几个我不太喜欢的，我可以说那两句：“哎，你好凶，你好凶。”
And if I see some people that I do not like, I can say, "You mean bad boy."
一代过去，一代又来呀。
And so generation comes and generation goes.
是一过去的世代呢，将来没有人会纪念。
And the generation that has passed, no one remembered them.
有个朋友去欧洲旅行。
There was a person who went to Europe to visit.
看到一个铜像。
And he saw a statue.
上面写着路易十二。
And there it says Louis the Second.
请问诸位有没有人了解谁是路易十二？
Do you know who is Louis the Second?
他也不知道。
And he didn't know who was Louis the Second.
就我的朋友跟我讲说，路易十二他不知道，但是他知道谁是路，他知道路易十三呢。
Actually, it was Louis the XII, but he knows Louis the XIII.
他说路易十三是一种酒的名字，所以他知道了。
And he said, "Oh, I know Louis the XIII because that's a brand of wine."
他说在欧洲的这些有名的人的像哦，大部分都是铜做的。
And he said that in Europe, most of the statues were made of bronze.
因为这样子可以持久一点呢。
Because these bronze statues may last a little longer.
结果他说他观察的结果，这个结果是最后的这些铜像的结果是什么呢？就是有一些鸟哦，吃饱了哈、哦，然后就停在铜像的头上面。
And then his observation was that some of these birds, after they ate, they would land on the top of these.
这个就是铜像的鼻子了、眼睛了、嘴巴了，都是一些肮脏的东西啊。
And so you can find waste from the birds on the mouth or on the face of these statues.
所以我们年轻人不要醉心于成名，其实后来的世代也不一定记得我们是谁啊。
So it is really not necessary to seek for fame because generations after you may not even remember you.
我在想100年之后呢，谁都不认识，所以可能都 confused 了，都不知道谁是 Stephen Gu 啊。谁是 Steve Huang, 谁是 Steven Liu 了，都不认识了、哦。
And so 100 years from today, people may get all confused which Steve is which.
要不然我问大家一个问题、哦、
So let me ask you a question.
请问林先生跟林凤生，谁还记得
？So do you know a few of the brother Lins that brother Steve Huang?
那都是我们早期的那个很认真工作的工人呢。
And they were very diligent workers of our church.
你看我们 Ted 大概都不认识了、哦
Obviously, I don't know who they are.
这个过去的世代，后来人真的不记得了。
So indeed, people in the past will not be remembered by people today.
感谢主，一个信耶稣的人，圣经上说他的名字会记载在神的生命册上面。
But praise and thank God, for Bible tells us that whoever believes in the Lord, his name will be recorded in the book of life.
神要永远记得他的名字。
And God will forever remember his name.
就好像我小时候，我祖母跟我讲一个故事。
Just like a story that once my grandmother told me.
她心情那时候很烦呐。
She was very bothersome.
可是神在窗口呢，一直叫她的名字，万呐万呐，你为什么要烦恼？你不必烦恼嘛。
But she heard a voice of God saying that, "Why are you troubling yourself?"
物在变，人在变，时代也在变。
And the everything is changing. Events matters.
如果这样子思考下去，我们就会知道说，人生没有不变的本质。
And if you think about this, then you understand that a person's life is forever changing by nature.
人生没有不变的本质，用一句话来讲，就是虚空啊。
And because the nature is forever changing, therefore results.
所以你看，圣经上这个有名的人呐、啊，他就人生的结论是什么呢？虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空的。
That's why this famous person who wrote the scripture it says vanity, vanity, vanity.
就是人一切的劳碌，就是他在日光之间劳碌，到底有什么益处呢
？Verse 3 says, "What does a man gain from all his labor at which he toils under the sun?"
反正建了大楼会倒嘛。
And even the great structures when they
collapse. 娶了老婆会老吗？
And your wife will grow.
生了孩子会死吗？
And your children will die too.
那你为什么要建呢？为什么要娶呢？为什么要生呢？
Then what's the purpose of doing all these?
是因为凡事都是空的。
For everything is vanity.
啊，这样想下去哦，刚好就是我们这个中国这个很伟大的，也算是宗教佛教的思想就是这样子的。
And this coincides with many of the Oriental beliefs.
他说菩提本是不是树啦，明镜也不是台。本来都没有什么东西的，何处惹尘埃？什么都是没有的，什么都是空的。
And one of the very famous Buddhist doctrine was everything is nothing to begin with.
所以你这样看起来，就是人变得非常的怎么样？消极，非常的负面，非常的退缩。
But if a person has this kind of belief, then he will live a very pessimistic kind of life.
感谢主，神在这个虚空的这种变化的人生当中呢，又给我们一个不变的道理啊。
But praise and thank God, in our forever changing life, God gave us a never changing truth.
神跟我们讲，神是永远不变的。
And God tells us that He will never change.
我们看诗篇的102篇。
Let us refer to the scroll of Psalm chapter 102.
诗篇102篇25节。
Psalm 102 verse 25.
734页旧约。
Psalm 102.
诗篇102篇35节732页。102篇25节。
Psalm 102 verse 25.
你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的，天地都要灭没，你却要长存，天地都要如外衣渐渐旧了，你却将天地如里衣更换，天地就都改变了。二十七节
，verse 27，
唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。真比较说，天地都要改变，但是神却永远不改变，没有年数啊。
Here even says that for even heaven and earth will change, but you remain the same。
我们仔细观察，在人这种万物的变化当中呢，每个变化当中有一个不变的本质啊。
And so if we examine the forever changing nature of the universe, where can you find something that never changed?
比如说你看到那个春夏秋冬啊，虽然春夏秋冬一直变，再一个循环还是春夏秋冬啊，它这个变化当中有个 pattern, 有个 logic, 有一个理在里面啊。
And so when we see that even though there are changings of seasons, but after winter, they will be a spring, so there is a pattern of changing.
所以有句话说，如果冬天来了，春天还会再远吗？
And so if there's a saying that if winter is here, we know that there will be spring.
因为地球是绕着一定的轨道在转的。
Because we know that planet Earth orbits.
所以在变化的当中就有个不变的理啊。
So in this orbiting, there will be a law of physics.
这种道理我们中国古代的一个学者叫朱熹，他就观察到了。
And there was a famous Chinese scholar, Zhu Xi. He observed these physical laws.
他说奇妙啊，真是奇妙。为什么李树不开桃花呢？桃树也不开李花呢？
He said, "Why is it that a peach tree do not grow plums, and plum trees do not grow peaches?"
小弟家后院刚好一棵桃树，一棵李树啊。
And in my backyard, there was a peach and a plum tree.
每年夏天都是桃李满庭院啊。
And so during summertime, there'll be a lot of fruits.
真的很奇妙，就是桃树一定是开红色的桃花，李树是应该就一定是开白色的李花。你永远不会，就是桃树永远不会开李花，李树永远不会开桃花。
So peach trees will always grow peaches, and the plum trees always grow plums.
为什么它一定是这样子呢？
Why is it that the case?
想到最后就是最后一定有一个不变的原则，一个 designer, 一个设计者，一个生命的源头啊。
Just from this understanding, we know that there must be a law of nature, a master designer behind this.
所以在罗马书第一章啊，圣经这样告诉我们。
Therefore, in the book of Romans, chapter 1, the Bible tells us.
自从创造天地以来，神的永能跟神性是明明可以知道的。
Ever since the creation, the mighty power of God could be clearly observed.
虽然眼睛看不见，但是借着手造之物呢，就可以晓得，叫人没有办法推说神不存在，没有办法的。
Even though God is invisible, but from His creation, we can know for sure that God does exist.
因为在这个变化当中，我们看到一个设计者，一个不变的设计啊。
Because in this ever-changing environment, yet we can find a constant law.
我们看罗马书的一章十九节。
Let us refer to Romans chapter 1, verse 19.
罗马书一章十九节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 19.
209页。
Romans chapter 1.Verse 19.
我们先看二十节，就是刚刚所说的。
Please read verse 20.
自从天地造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫世人无可推诿。我们再回来看十九节。
Please read verse 19.
神的事情，人所能知道的，言显明在人心里，因为神已经给人显明了。神的存在不只是显在大自然这个不变的因素里面而已。
So the existence of God is not only from Lord Jesus.
这边提到说，其实神呢，早就存在人的心里面了。
But God has already prepared a place in the hearts of mankind.
在这个2000年的哈，这个读者文摘。
In this edition, the 2000 years edition of the Reader's Digest.
有一个文章叫做 "Searching for the Divine"， 在寻找神的一篇文章啊。
There was an article. The title was "Searching for the Divine."
他有句话在讲说 "There is new evidence that human are hardwired to believe in God." 意思就是说，这个有一个新的证明说，人的脑袋当中呢，好像晶片一样，已经是设计好了，人的心中可以拜神啊。
And there's a statement, or the opening statement was, there's new evidence that humans are hardwired to believe in God.
他怎么样的研究呢？
And what kind of research did this
person
conduct? 他说，
当一个人祷告到很深入的时候呢，他把它做一个断层扫描 CAT scan。
He said that when a person was deep in prayer, they perform a CAT scan.
或是到那个扫描出来那个脑袋里面的反应呢，是跟一个人看到一个实质的花、实质的树叶、一个实质的东西呢，所反映出来是一样的一种形象，跟平常脑袋空空的或者是看到一个思考的东西是不一样的。
And it discovered that the image in the brain activity is different from someone who is just doing ordinary thinking.
换句话说呢，当一个人祷告的时候，神在他脑袋中的感觉呢，就像是看到一朵花那么样的那么样的真实啊。
And that is when a person is deep in prayer, the image portrays brain will be just as if a person is visualizing a beautiful flower.
所以他提到说，信仰不是一个 concept, 一个理念而已。
And so he further proved that religion or faith is not merely a concept.
是个可以实际体验的一个实体的东西啊。
But it's something that could be experienced.
真的，神一直在人的心中。
Indeed, God is always in human hearts.
有一个故事说，一个无神论者呢，到非洲里面去传扬他的信仰啊。
And there was an atheist who went to Africa to preach atheism.
他在河中突然之间遇到一个急流，快要被这个漂到瀑布下面去了。
And he tried to cross the river, but there was a strong current that pushed him into the water, and he was about to be pushed into a waterfall.
那时候他就高喊着 ，Oh my God, my God, 有没有人可以救我
？And then he said, Oh my God, help me.
后来有一个人把他救起来了。
And then someone came and helped him.
他又到村落里面去讲说没有神。
And then he continued to walk to the village and say, There is no God.
那个救他人说，如果没有神，你刚刚为什么一直喊说我的神，我的神呢？
And then the person asked him, say, Well, if you said there's no God, how come when you're drowning, you cry, My God?
因为原来神呢，就 hotwire 已经这个藏在人的心中了。
The thoughts of God has already been hardwired into the hearts of men.
所以中国人说穷则乎天，痛则乎娘。
And so Chinese people saying that in difficulties you would cry to God, and when you're hurting you will cry to your mother.
其实不变的神从人心中所表现出来那种神性也可以证明啊。
And the unyielding or the unchanging God can also be seen from behavior.
神的本质就是公义跟慈爱。
The essence of God is righteousness and love.
我们看911事件之后呢，人心里所表现出那种神性、那种爱是何等的浩大。
And from the 9/11 event, we can see the loving and the merciful part of human nature.
小弟从这个加州来，我看到那个。我们那里排队排4-5个小时，就是为了要怎么样捐血给那些受难的家属，911受难的家属。
And I've seen, even though I was in California, I saw many people line up for 5-6 hours to donate blood.
这是人性的一种爱，一种神性的表现。
And this kind of love and compassion is a demonstration of God's mercy.
在911之后，我们发现到国会以85-0全部通过的一种方式呢。要处罚宾拉登。
And then later on, the Congress also passed a resolution to punish bin Laden.
因为我们都知道这是对的，这是公义的事情啊。
Because we know that is the right thing to do.
所以诗人徐志摩他这样描写啊。
So there is a poet, Chinese poet, 徐志摩。
他说他登上万仞的高岗去寻找神，他说神你不在那里啊。
He said, I have climbed to the highest mountain to look for God, and I did not see him.
他到阴曹地府里面去找神，他说神你也不在那里啊。
And he had looked for God in the darkest abyss, and he did not find God.
但是他看到路旁有个小朋友穿着很破旧的衣服啊。
But then he witnessed a little boy who was wearing clothing with holes.
然后呢，他叫一声妈。
And then the little boy say, Mom.
他眼睛充满了爱。
And he can see the love from the little boy's
eyes. 徐先生说：“神啊，他的眼中有你啊。”
And then the poet says, "Lord, I can see you from the eyes of this boy."
所以，在这个变幻的人生当中，我们真的可以找到一个不变的爱，一个不变的本质，一个不变的神。
So even in this ever-changing world and environment, we can find a God, a truth that never changes.
除了神，在这个变化的人当中不变之外呢，他的道也是不变的。
And not only God himself never changes, his words never change.
我们看诗篇119篇89节。
Let us refer to the scroll of Psalms 189.
119篇89节
119:89
旧约750页 119篇
Psalm 119:89 Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. We know that heavens or the sky is really infinite. And the time and space is infinite. This means that the words of God under the infinite space and time of heaven will never change. Some people believe that nothing is absolute in this world. In the 19th century, there was a scientist, Spencer, he once said,
他说, I believe there's nothing absolute in the world. 他觉得这个世界绝对没有绝对正确的事情啊。
He said he believed there's nothing absolute in this world.
他讲完之后呢, 一个年轻的科学家就起来问他了。
And after he said this, another young scientist began to question him.
那你刚刚讲这句话, 你到底绝不绝对啦?
And he says, oh, you just make the statement, so is the statement absolute?
他说, 我刚刚那句话讲的一定是正确的, 是绝对的啊。
And he says, of course, it's correct.
然后这个科学家就, 年轻科学家讲说, You believe absolutely that there is nothing absolute. 你绝对的相信世界上没有绝对的事情, 啊, 这样怎么讲得通呢?
He says there is there's an oxymoron that you believe that you absolutely believe something is not absolute.
啊, 这个科学家讲的是, 讲到人间的理, 是有点道理的。
And of course there's some logic behind these.
啊, 这个以前啊, 苏联有一个真理报。
In the former Soviet Union, there was a newspaper called the
那真理报不一定报真理啊。
Called the Post of Truth, and not necessarily everything it says there is true.
有一个故事说里面报载有一次国际赛车啊，这个苏联得第二名，美国得倒数第二名。
And once there was an article there saying that during an international car racing, the Soviet team won the second place, and the U.S. team was second to last.
结果事实就是, 那个国际赛车只有两个国家, 苏联跟美国, 这也是国际啊。
And but the international race is actually only between US and the Soviets.
就好像我们圣何塞的机场, 哎, 指挥了一个南美洲, 一个国家, 它也是国际机场啊。
Just like the San Jose International Airport is international because it flew to South America.
啊, 那结果呢, 美国得第一名, 苏联得第二名啊。 所以他说了, 苏联得第二名, 美国读倒数第二名, 啊, 这个也是对。
But actually, U.S. won the car race, but therefore, Soviet is second, but U.S. is second to last.
所以人间的理有时候真的不是绝对的。
And so even human logic sometimes are not absolute.
但是实际上这个真理呢, 是2000年以来是已经经过印证的真理了。
But the truth recorded in the Bible has been verified for more than 2,000 years.
200年前就有人悬赏黄金, 如果有人可以在圣经上找到错误的话呢, 可以来他那边领黄金啊。
Yeah, even thousands of years ago, there are people saying, if you can find errors in the Bible, I will give you gold.
到目前还没有人去领这个奖赏。
And no one's able to get this gold.
在2000多年来, 好, 多少人想要消灭这本书啊。
And many people with authority try to delete or remove this.
文革时代这本书在中国大陆是不可能存在的。
During the Cultural Revolution time of China, Bible could never exist.
这本书宝贵到真的, 2000年来, 大家还是一直附送着这本书啊。
And but the truth of the matter is, for more than 2,000 years, this Bible continued to preserve.
200年前有一个法国的哲学家讲说，这本书呢， 200年后呢， 要进到这个博物馆里面去。
And 200 years ago, there was a French philosopher. He said that the Bible will belong to the museums 200 years later.
如今这本书还是世界上最畅销的书啊， 世界上最畅销的书呢， 到如今还不是哈利波特啊。
And so 200 years later, the Bible is still the most popular book, not Harry Potter's.
这个我记得很清楚, 这个在New Millennium的那个 Newsweek那里有一篇记载, 就是千禧年那一年啊, 元月1号, Newsweek的版面文章呢, 就在谈耶稣基督的故事啊。
And there was a cover article, a Newsweek, during the 2000 year millennium, the article is about the story of Jesus.
里面他就谈到说，因为这个写作的人可能不是相信耶稣的啦，他这样说：如果耶稣基督今天再来访问这个世界的话。
And perhaps the author of the article was not a Christian, so he or she wrote saying that if Jesus comes to visit the world today,
他一定会觉得很讶异。
He will be very surprised.
怎么两千年前以后，这么多的地方有他很多门徒的会堂呢？什么圣彼得会堂、圣玛丽会堂、圣什么会堂，都是他门徒的会堂。
And why is it that he saw so many churches in the name of his disciples, such as St. Peter's, St. Paul, St. John. In a
developed country, America, or the Western Asian country, everyone is repeating what he said 2,000 years ago.
And even in the most advanced country and the poorest of all countries, everyone would study the words of Jesus.
大家都在谈爱，谈饶恕，谈怜悯，因为那是人心里面最真诚的、最需要的东西啊。
Everyone enjoys and talks about love, mercy, and compassion because this is what the human being needs.
所以感谢神，在这个有变化的人生当中呢，我们真的可以找到一个不变的神跟一个不变的理啊。
So praise and thank God that in this forever changing environment, we can find a God who never changes.
所以，诸位朋友，我们今天做的就是怎么样抓住不变来应万变。
So today, we must hold on to the constant in order to fight against.
在这个变化的人生当中呢，圣经上常常给我们一个人生的方向。
And in this ever-changing world. Bible often provides a direction.
我们看诗篇的119篇145节。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalms, chapter 1.
诗篇119篇145节。
Chapter
119,
verse
145. 119篇
145节。Chapter 119, verse
145. 149篇145节。
Verse
145。是啊，一百零五节啊。
Excuse me, it's verse 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。真不要说神的话是我们脚，是我们人生的指引，是我们脚前的灯跟路上的光。
Verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path."
人从哪里来？
So where did we come from?
往哪里去?
Where will we go?
人活着的价值在哪里?
What is the value of human life?
圣经都跟我们交代得很清楚。
Bible tells it very clearly.
如果人失去了这个方向,
if we lose this direction,
有时候真的不晓得何去何从呢?
Then we will not know what to do, where to go.
怪不得世界上很多成名的人到最后他们以自杀来做结束。
That's why many famous and powerful people, they committed suicide instead.
比如说日本的川端康成。
A very famous Japanese writer.
比如说中国的三毛颜良自尽。
And or other Chinese writers.
比如说写《老人与海》得到诺贝尔文学奖的海明威，几枪自尽。
Or Hemingway, who swallowed the bullet.
为什么他们这么成名之后却这样这种举动呢
？And why is it that these famous people would choose to end their lives?
人生失去了方向。
Because they have lost the direction.
但是一个信主的人真的不一样，感谢主给我们方向。
But for a believer of Jesus, indeed, will be different. For we have found the direction.
我们有个弟兄姓吴啊。
There was a brother Wu.
他们搬到这个圣何西这个地方来。
They moved to the area of San Jose.
他们在台湾过得很好。
They live a very good life in Taiwan.
他一直想说，为什么神把我们带到这里来
？And his wife often complained, "Why is it that we're here?"
常常心中感到非常的烦，不晓得怎么办。
And they always bother for one reason or another.
有一天，她看圣经。
And then one day she began to read the Bible.
突然看到一句话。
And she read a verse.
神的恩典够我用。
That my grace is sufficient for you.
她会知道那句话呢，在读经当中呢，突然之间浮起来，变得很大。
And she felt that this verse began to expand and became 3D.
感谢神，神在提醒她，在安慰她。
Indeed, God was comforting her.
你来这边是对的，神会帮助你的。
You have chose the right way. The Lord will help you.
小时有一次到达拉斯去遇到一个姐妹，她跟我这样做见证。
Once I went to Dallas, and a sister also testified.
她说以前呢，她先生呢，为了要这个。就是爱上一个女孩子啦，那假装这个骗她说他们两个要办假结婚呢。
And her husband actually had an affair with a woman, and then he lied to her that they're just getting a false marriage for immigration.
后来发现到这个都是骗局。
And then she discovered that that was not true.
她不晓得怎么办。
And she didn't know what to do.
后来她到教会里面来。
And then she came to the church.
这很奇妙呢，怎么到教会里面来？传道所说的每一句话，好像都在针对她说的一样。
And she felt that the words of the ministers were spoken directly for her.
句句圣经的话都扎她的心。
And all the verses and the words in the Bible pierced her heart.
她就开始怀疑教会里面有没有 spy。偷偷告诉传道他的私生活。
And she began to wonder maybe there are spies in the church who reported these events to the church, to the minister. And of course, there is no such thing.
因为他那个时候生活真的很烦啊，不知道怎么办。
Because she was greatly troubled, she didn't know what to do.
有一天晚上睡觉的时候。
So one day while she was sleeping,
有一天一个声音跟他这样说啊。
A voice came to her.
起来看以赛亚书七章四节。
Get up and read Isaiah chapter 7 verse 4.
她那个圣经有以赛亚书，她都不知道。
And she doesn't even know where Isaiah is.
啊，再开始翻，哎，七章四节，找到了。
And somehow she flipped through it and she found Isaiah chapter 7.
前四句话就说你要谨慎安静。
And the first four verses say that you must be
谨慎安静
，be cautious and be quiet.
感谢主，圣经的话就在指导她当时应该怎么样处理过她的生命。
And praise and thank God that the words in the Bible gave her a direction.
变化的人生当中给她一个不变的方向指引。
And in this forever changing environment, the words in the Bible provided a direction.
我们再看约翰福音八章的三十二节。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十二节。
John, chapter 8, verse 32.
新约一百三十九页。
John, chapter 8, verse 32.
八章三十二节
John chapter 8 verse 32
你们必晓得真理真理必叫你们得自由真理到这个不变的真理要给人自由
He says then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free
这个是实在的
And this is a true statement
我祖母跟我们讲说呢我们信耶稣之后百无禁忌、啊、
对不起
百无禁忌
谁跟你讲的
我的祖母、啊
oh, My grandmother told me that after you believe in Jesus you need not be superstitious
很自由
And you're very free.
啊，圣经上给我们很多的指引呐、啊。
And Bible gave us many directions.
他说以前哦，在乡下哦，如果看到有人抬空棺材啊，他一定要躲起来，然后呢，躲在这个田啊田埂的下面呢，嘴里一定要衔一根草啊。
He said in the countryside, before she was converted to Christ, when she saw people carrying coffin, she would have to hide in the field and then with a little straw in her mouth.
啊，否则的话呢，空棺材会把你扛回去啊。
Or else, the person who carrying this coffin will have you in there.
妇女呢不可以拿剪刀啊。
And if a pregnant woman should never carry scissors.
我在这边我不知道，在台湾的那个医院大楼没有四楼，我们这边有。
And in many buildings in Asia, Taiwan has no fourth floor.
因为四楼就是死嘛，不可以到死楼去的。
And because the fourth floor means death floor in Chinese.
有一个人申请到一次电话574。五七一四，哎，是这样子。我七十，我一死，五一四，五七一四，我一死，我七一死，我七也死了，我七也死了。这个电话我不要，哎。
And some people will be very superstitious, or even phone numbers, which may represent bad luck.
今天这本圣经跟我们讲说，我们凡事都可行呐、
啊。But Bible tells us that everything is permissible.
啊，不一定多有益处就对了。
But not everything is beneficial.
所以我们真的很自由。
So indeed, we are free.
我记得小时候我们家搬到台北市去。
I remember when I was little, we moved from the countryside to Taipei. 那时候
家庭的情况不是很好。
At that time, our financial status wasn't very well off.
房租都很贵啊。
And the rent was quite high.
突然发现到有一个房租非常便宜。
And then we discovered there was a house that the rent was very cheap.
后来我长大之后才知道，原来那个是鬼屋啦。
And then I realized the reason why the rent was so cheap was because it was a haunted house.
我妈妈他们不怕。
But my mom wasn't care about that.
不过他们当时没有想到说小孩子可能会怕啦。
They didn't think that maybe little kids were afraid of anything.
啊，但是我们还是住进去啦。
But we move into the house.
啊，有一天晚上呢，小弟要起来上洗手间了。
Once I late at night, I got up to go to the bathroom.
怎么看到我祖母呢？回来坐在我家那个客厅的那个裁缝的车子上面呢
？Then I saw my grandmother sat on the sewing machine.
啊，我就去跟她叫一声祖母好。
And then so I walk over and I say, Grandma, how are you?
她没有理我。
And Grandma didn't say anything.
啊，我就上洗手，我就洗完手我就去睡觉了。
So after I went to the bathroom, I went back to sleep.
我在隔天早上问妈妈说，妈妈，我今晚上明明看到祖母呢，祖母哪里去了？
So I asked my mom, I said, Mom, I saw grandma last night, where's grandma?
我妈妈说，小孩人无心无嘴，莫学别讲话，小孩子有耳朵，没有嘴巴，不要随便乱说话。
And so my mom saying that, oh, you don't know what you see, so just keep your mouth shut.
后来我才知道，其实那是真的鬼，不是假的鬼耶。
And then I realized, I saw something that's not human.
我在想，感谢主，那个如果那天晚上哦，那个好像祖母的人哦，这个把头一转，然后把舌头一伸哦，我看我一定吓破胆了。
And then I try to picture what if this person turns around like exorcist.
但是感谢神，神让我们很自由。
And but praise and thank God, God gave us the freedom.
真理给我们自由啊。
And for the truth, but the truth.
所以我们今天真的要抓住不变的真理，也要抓住不变的神呐。
So we must hold on to the constant God and the truth of God.
作为朋友，我们会知道这个世界变化的太快了，我们不晓得以后要往哪里走呢。
This world is changing so fast. Many people do not know what's the next step.
你看前些日子，我们看到回教徒在跟这个印度教徒哦在打仗。
Not long ago, there was conflict.Between the Muslims and the Buddhists.
我们也看到以色列跟巴勒斯坦在打仗。
And the Jews, of course, fighting against the
Palestinians. 我们美国也在打这个这个 Bin Laden 这Al-Qaeda 这个组织啊。
And the U.S. is fighting Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
你这样看，不晓得以后这个世界往哪里走呢？
But we don't know where will this world go to.
感谢主，我们一位神。
But praise and thank God, we have a God.
你在看这个圣经啊。
And if we examine the Bible,
你就会知道说，其实啊，世界的变化都是跟着圣经的剧本在走啊。
And we'll see that the scenes of the world actually play out by the Bible.
圣经跟我们讲说，这个末后啊的日子啊，世界的大战呢要从中东发生。
Bible already tells us that the war that ends the world. Will begin in the Middle East.
有一天，耶稣基督一定要再来啊！
One day, Lord Jesus shall come again.
但是我们今天在这个世界上生活的信徒不用害怕。
But for those who believe in Jesus, fear not.
因为我们有他可以依靠。
For we can rely on our Lord.
他的慈爱跟他的恩典够我们用。
His mercy and his grace is sufficient.
有了他，我们生活就有希望，就有满足，就有依靠。
With God, we can have hope and reliance.
真的，他是我们不变当中的依靠啊！
Indeed,
变化当中的不变的依靠。
Indeed, he is the only constant that we can rely on in this ever-changing world.
小弟有一次在这个心灵游牧民族里面呢，听到一位姓何的姐妹的一个见证。
And once I read an article from my column in Holy Spirit Monthly.
心灵游牧民族啊，
心灵是在哪里啊？哪一个看我？
谈到这个这个姐妹呢她小时候呢，心里很虚空啊。
And the title of the column is the Nomads of the Spirit on Heart. And this sister said that when she was very young, and she always felt the emptiness inside.
她读高中的时候就问老师说：“老师，人活着要做什么？”
And so while she was in high school, she once asked the teacher, say, Teacher, what is the purpose of living?
她读了很多哲学的书，甚至佛教的书，甚至基督教的书，她不晓得人活着要做什么。
And she began to live many philosophical books, books in Buddhism, or even books in Christianity. She still couldn't find a direction.
老师跟她讲说，你年纪轻吼。好好念书就好了，不要想这么多。
And the teacher said that you're so young, just focus on your studies and stop thinking too much.
她没有满足啊。
That wasn't a good enough answer for her.
后来有人跟她讲说，你在人生里面只要找到一个理想，人生有个理想就有满足。
And then someone told her that you just have to find a goal in life and then you'll be satisfied.
那想说，教小朋友是人生最有意义的事情。
And she thought that teaching young children would be the most meaningful thing to do.
后来她就去做老师啊。
So she became a teacher.
可是做久了，那个心中的虚空不满足也是没有办法得到答案。
But after a while, being a teaching couldn't fill the void in her heart.
她说看到学生还是教啊，看到人还是笑。
And she lived as usual.
可是心中没有喜乐。
But there is no satisfaction.
那有人又跟她讲说，那这样子啦，你嫁人然后。嫁人之后就有满足了。
And then someone tell her that it's time that you get married. After you get married, you'll be satisfied.
后来她找到一个新好男人。
And then she found a very nice man.
他是个有三不政策，不抽烟，不赌博，不喝酒。
And he does not drink. He does not smoke. He does not gamble.
是个很好的男人。
Nice guy.
可是 他还是觉得婚姻生活久了，什么都是机械化了，也是非常的疲乏了。
But after a few years into the marriage, she began to feel the routine.
晚上要跟先生啊，这个谈一下他心中的困惑。
And so she wanted to talk to her husband about it.
啊，半夜把先生摇醒了。
And so she woke her husband.
先生问他说：“现在几点啦？”
And the husband said, "What time is it?"
哦，两点而已啦。
He said, "Only 2 o'clock."
哦，两点了，你怎么还不睡觉
？And 2 o'clock, why aren't you sleeping?
我们可不可以讲话
？She said, "Can we talk?"
哦，太晚了，明天再说。他一翻身又打呼睡觉了。
And then she said, "Well, let's talk tomorrow." And then he returned to sleep.
那段时间他常常失眠了。
For a period of time, she suffered from insomnia.
因为人生没有答案。
Because she still couldn't find an answer for life.
她常常走到他们那个大楼的楼台上面去游魂啊。
And she sometimes would go to the top of the building and just walk around.
有一天她真的受不了了。
And one day she couldn't bear it no more.
他们家住在12楼啊。
And they live on the 12th floor.
她想说，算了，结束生命算了。
And she said, "What the heck? Why don't we just jump?"
啊，她把左脚伸出去阳台了。
And so she extend her left foot outside of the balcony.
伸出去的时候又想到说，上个月呢，这个也有另外一个人跳下去，后来他自己没有死，压死了一个在下面卖这个包肉粽的了。
And then she remembered that last month someone also jumped the building, and the person who jumped did not die, but the person fell on a Chinese food vendor, and the guy died.
说这下掉下去不晓得会压死谁了哈。
And she thought, well, if I jump now, I might kill some unlucky being.
他右脚要伸出去了。
So, her right foot is about to step out.
突然听到一个很温柔的一个女士的声音。
And then she heard a voice, a very gentle lady-like voice.
跟她讲说，死不是一切的结束。
And the voice says that.Death is not the end of all things.
死不是一切的结束啊。
And death is not the end of all things.
啊，她听到了，眼泪掉下来。
And when she heard this, she cried.
把脚伸回来，跪在地上。
And then she got back from the balcony and began to pray.
天地的主宰，如果你真的有存在，请你给我指点一条生路，一条明路。
And she said that she began to pray, say, if there is a God in heaven, please.Show me a way.
因为这个世界太乱了。
Because the world is in chaos.
在这个变化的世界当中，我哪里去找依靠呢？
And this ever-changing world, where can I find reliance?
后来真的感谢主，神借这个弟兄带他到真耶稣教会里面来。
Praise and thank God that through a brother, she came to the church.
他记得很清楚，他说他形容那一天呢，他带着他先生跟孩子。到我们台湾一个台北市杭州南路一个台北真耶稣教会。
And this brother took her to the Taipei Church in Taiwan.
他说那一天很热，跟我们这里一样热。
He said it was very hot, just like today.
然后走进台北教会的时候呢，有一股冷气啊，看一股冷气很凉的吹过来。
And when he walked into the chapel, the AC was quite strong.
可是他觉得不是那种凉气而已。
But he didn't just feel the comfort.
他现在突然间上头有一股很大的热流能量啊。温暖的感觉降到他的身上里面来。
She felt there's a current of warmth came down to her from her.
她突然觉得说呀，这里就是她要找的地方。
And then she had this strong feeling that this is the place that I should come.
我走到殿里里面去了。
So she walked into the chapel.
有一个声音，男士庄严的声音跟她这样说。
And there was a very strong male-like voice.
这里就是家。
And this is your home.
这里就是永生神的家。
This is the home of the everlasting God.
感谢主，他在这个变过的人生当中，终于找到一个不变的神可以做他的依赖。
Praise and thank God that in this ever-changing world, she finally found a God who is constant.
在婚姻当中，在理想当中，在书本当中找不到的满足，在这种变过的人生中找不到的满足，在耶稣身上，在真理上面，通通找到了。
Where previously she could not find satisfaction in books, in marriage, also in work, she found satisfaction in Lord Jesus.
诸位朋友，这个世界一直在变，变，变。
So, the nature of the world is to change.
人事实地物都在变。
People change, things change.
你想要找到一份安稳的依靠吗？
Would you like to find the everlasting stability?
盼望我们在万变当中呢，找到不变的神跟不变的真理。
May we find the true and only constant. In this ever-changing world. And then peace and joy will be onto your household.